You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
A heart-stopping moment where he almost fell over coming down the stairs. Your heart is in your mouth because these things could be consequential. Is that a concern?
But his age is an issue, and people have every right to consider it. But, you know, he has this great saying.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Without semiconductors, your smartphone would not be a smartphone. It would be a paperweight that occupies a big space in your pocket.
Are these rocks?
Not just any rocks. Pocket rocks. You keep them in your pockets. They only work in your pockets. That's how you know you got pocket rocks.
On this issue. You know, I just took my family to spring break in Florida. Florida's about to be a terrorist state.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Oh, we got almost full lines here. People want to talk about various issues. We'll get to the new details from the Hyannis News about the suspect with the Vaseline in his pants down driving. I'll get to this. He was on his way to Target's to get one of those new special swimsuits they've got. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie. I have to beg to differ with you with what that professor did with the machete to the reporter's neck.
Yes.
That was not just assault. That was assault with a dangerous or deadly weapon. And I know Trump's people and other people listen to the Howie Carr Show. And what needs to happen, we've got to fight fire with fire. There needs to be a major political candidate who points this out, that she's probably not going to be prosecuted. Nothing's going to happen to her,
right?
More than likely.
I agree. But, you know, Tom, they had a Republican candidate for governor in New York last year. He was a congressman, Lee Zeldin. And he was out on the campaign trail, and his two daughters were home studying, and they had a gang shootout outside the house, and nobody didn't make any impact. He lost by a few hundred thousand votes, mainly because the people who would have voted for him had moved to Florida, obviously. But I mean, he still lost, and I think some people in the media actually criticized him and said he was using it as a campaign prop, you know. That's the thing. They don't the people who at least finance the Democrats, they don't care about this. They live in buildings with doormen, you know, or gated community, and then they fly in private jets down to places like Wellington, Florida, that we were just talking about, where if they don't live on a horse farm, they live in a gated community. They don't care about this stuff, Tom.
No, I understand that, but the point I'm trying to make is that if it gets national attention of where you've got a college professor that because she doesn't like being hounded by a reporter does something like this, and they expose the fact that these Soros-funded district attorneys have a double standard. And you know, if this guy was white, this guy's white and the tables were turned, and he did exactly the same thing to a black female reporter, it would be all over the news. So we have to start fighting back. We have to stop being Ned Beatty in the movie Deliverance. Remember, Ned never threw a fist, did he?
Thanks for the call, Tom. 207 says, still no name on CBS Newsbreak on WGAN, but they did refer to him as a Nazi sympathizer with mental health issues. given his name, and we all know his name, 207, even though they don't say it on the CBS news break on WGAN, I think this story is going to get a good leaving alone. It'll be totally down the memory hole by tomorrow morning. Thanks for the call, Tom. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
Hey, Harry, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, you know, we cannot have another 4 years of this crazy silliness going on with this Joe Biden clown.
Yes.
We have pedophiles running around. They're renaming these pedophiles. These people, they're sick. And, you know, they're trying to take down probably the greatest president we've had in my lifetime.
I know. I know. But, you know, this pedophile thing is nothing new. I mean, look at it. They tore down all the statues of the Confederate generals. They're renaming all the army bases that were named after Confederate generals, et cetera, et cetera. But Gary Studs, the congressman from Massachusetts, he was thrown out of St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire, alma mater of John Kerry and Robert Mueller and many other trust-funded, rich, waspy people. And he assaulted a page in Europe after getting him drunk. It would have been statutory rape in a lot of states. And he was a pederast. That's what he was. A pederast, and they knew it, and it's now out in the open. He's been sued by alumni that he attacked at St. Paul's, and they still have a part of the Atlantic Ocean is named after the guy, Dr. Luke. So this is nothing new, and I've called up the National Oceanic whatever administration, NOAA, and I've asked them. I said, you know, when are you going to rename this? I mean, this guy was a monster. He was a child molester. And I can't get a call back from him, Dr. Luke. Not that I'm not surprised, but he's a Democrat, right? I mean, this is not new. What's going on?
I just hope enough people start to realize what's going on, and please don't fall for this Uncle Joe malarkey or whatever.
No one
has got to go, and they're going to tie Trump up through the whole year of 2024 in court.
Right.
Dragging him through the mud. He is, to me, our hope to get out of this Joe Biden, Barack Obama
malaise
that our country is coming into.
Yeah, I know. It's just, but they think that as long as they can dust him up, you know, I mean, that's what, that, you know, DeSantis is going to make a big thing of this starting tomorrow night with Elon Musk on Twitter. And he's already said it. He had a big fundraiser the other night. He said three people have a chance of becoming president, Biden, Trump, and me. And he said, and I would say Biden and I have the best chance of becoming president because of just what Dr. Luke said, which is that, you know, they're tying up Trump. I mean, today, look at all the crap that's going on with the debt ceiling. And the this attack with this truck, this, you know, I don't know, it looks like a false flag, but who the hell knows what it is. But what are some of the networks leading? I'm sure MSNBC and CNN are leading. Donald Trump gives video testimony today in his upcoming trial in New York City. They just keep dusting him up. It's the big lie. It just keeps going on and on. You know, the Durham report, I mean, it was devastating. But they didn't cover it. They didn't cover it. They lied about Russian collusion hoax for 4 years, and then when it's exposed, they say, "Oh, this is old news." Meanwhile, Donald Trump in a Manhattan courtroom. Blah blah blah. 844-500-4242-978. Former State Senator Paul Sheehy has a dorm named after him at UMass Lowell. He went to jail for fraud. Of course, he's also a Democrat. Well, didn't they name? Didn't they have the arena was named after us after a crooked state senator? What was his name? It was Paul. No, not Song. No, not Paul Songus. He wasn't crooked. This is state senator. What the hell was his name? Tully Joe, the B. Joseph Tully Arena. He went to the can. 844-500-4242. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Howie, you know me as Tea Party Jay. How you been, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Jay? I talked to you the other night. Vote for Ruthie Cassano on next Tuesday night, a week from tonight. You're going to the caucus, right?
Yes, yeah. Sandra Chelli and I are both going. Yep. No
good.
Problem.
Excellent. Everyone on those town committees that to fill the vacancy, the vote is at the American Legion Post in Bedford, 6 p.m. Tuesday. I will be there, Jay. I will see you there.
Got it. Hey, another thing, this teacher who flipped over the table and then had the machete, I didn't realize the NPR tote bags came with a machete now. Is that part of the deal?
That's pretty good. I wonder how sharp it was, too. You know, I mean, that was very close to that guy's neck. I mean, you know, it was bad. Thanks for the call, Jay. See you next week. 844-500-4242. June, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, June.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I don't know if you've heard about Michelle Bachmann. She's asked us all to call our legislature and defund WHO, back away from WHO, and to stop putting money into it. They're voting to turn over that emergency COVID law that you were just speaking about.
Yeah, didn't Biden just announce he's given the money? I mean, does that have to go through Congress, or is that discretionary, quote unquote, as they call it?
I forget what she said. But she just said that they're going to turn it over, and they're going to turn over our health.
I know they're trying to do that. People are worried about that. I just can't see that happening, as bad as things have gotten. But I guess, the World Health Organization, we provide the money, and China gets to call the shots. What a great deal that is. That's what happens, though, when you give millions, tens of millions of dollars to the Biden family. Thanks for the call, June. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The jump line, weekdays at 5, right here on the Howie Carr Show. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is what's the most important endorsement for a GOP presidential candidate in 2024? Elon Musk, Tucker Carlson, George W. Bush, or Fox News?
I'm going to say Elon Musk.
33% say Elon, 63% say Tucker.
All right. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls for the remainder of the show. Is there a VIPs? Everybody having a good time here tonight? That's great. And we still have some Gannon's Tavern Cheap Bastard Deal gift certificates. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis for just $25. That's the old Bud's Country Lounge redone, and it's upgraded. And we will be there on Labor Day for our live broadcast. And we also have a lot of other great deals, including the Follansby Inn and Grace's show, a $400 deal for two nights for $200. That's a good deal. We have all kinds of good stuff. Grace's Goodies, Calitrin, weight loss supplement, Payne's Patio, the Bucks Lagoon Mini Golf in Hampton Beach, and Moby Dicks. We still got a few Moby Dicks in Wellfleet left. Leftover from last week, Moby Dicks and Wellfleet. A lot of great deals. Go to HowieCarshow.com and check it out. 844-500-4242. All right, this is from the HyannisNews.com. This is a great, great website. Check it out, HyannisNews.com. New details about the suspect who was arrested in Hyannis yesterday. This is Sergeant Nathan Saint-Ange. I don't know how to pronounce it. He was at 1:15. He was traveling he observed a vehicle that had completely crossed over the double yellow line and was now traveling in my lane. And so he had to pull his car off the road because it was going to hit him. And when I pulled my cruiser onto the side of the road up on the sidewalk, this caused my front passenger tire to go flat. So he turns around, and the guy's going very slowly for reasons that will become obvious here in a moment. And so he's able to, even though it's got a flat tire, he's able to catch up with it and stops it. He got the vehicle to pull over. I immediately exited my cruiser and closed the distance on the driver who was attempting to get out of his vehicle. I gave him commands to remain in the vehicle, and he sat down with the door still open. I gave an exit order to the driver, later identified as Jose Calle, to stand at the rear of the car while I conducted their investigation for possible OUI. Upon exiting the vehicle, I observed Jose to be pulling his pants up and adjusting the area around his genitalia. He was immediately pat-frisked for weapons or other contraband, as I was concerned he might be trying to conceal something in his underwear.
He had not a target for that.
You beat me to it, damn it. I was getting ready to say target. After further investigation, and again, please don't report me to the FCC. I'm reading a police report, a narrative, as they say. I observed an open container of Vaseline on the front passenger seat, and I believe Jose was, well, you know what, while driving, which contributed along with the alcohol to his dangerous and reckless operation. There was a strong language barrier. How often that happens. But he later stated that he spoke enough English to understand my instructions. I asked him how many drinks he had consumed this evening, and he stated dos. Case, for those of you who aren't bilingual like me, that means two. They have a different word for everything. I asked if he had a license, and he stated no. That's Spanish for no. A check of his license status shows that Jose Portilla Calle has a suspended status and has been charged multiple times with operating after. All of the RMV documents are attached to this report. I attempted field sobriety tests, but he did the balance test. He had a problem with the balance test. Upon further speaking to him, it was clear he was not going to be able to complete the field sobriety test and sight and roadside due to the language barrier.
Si se puede.
Jose, we want you to recite the alphabet backwards in English. No say. No say. He was transported to the Barnstable Police Station, where he was given his OUI rights in Spanish, and booking was completed by Sergeant Jones. Jose refused the breath test, so he knew he'd assimilated into the United States more than Charlie Parker's son, who did take the breathalyzer test and then blew a double bubble.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So, 917 says, obviously Jose wasn't driving a stick shift. 617, it looks like Jose was out looking for a Jiffy Lube. Again, you can read this whole report yourself at HyannisNews.com. It's a good website. And there was another drunk driving earlier. This not as colorful as this account, but they had two illegal alien types with people without licenses driving drunk, shall we say. So the narrative continues. A check of Jose Portilla Calle's BOP shows that he has been charged multiple times with operating after suspension, including a guilty finding in 2017 in Barnstable District Court. The following is a list of local cases filed against Jose E. Portilla Calle over the last 10 years. It should be noted that the rape of a child with force charge was later dismissed, according to source. Yeah. Due to lack of witness cooperation, it says on the sheet. The A and B dangerous weapon, was it a machete? Causing seriously bodily injury charge is still open, according to source. So this is it. This is your undocumented Democrats at work. 844-500, or at not work. 844-500-4242. So today there's a woman, I guess she's going to testify before Congress, Tammy Nobles. And she had a daughter, a 20-year-old daughter who was living in Western Maryland. And somehow this MS-13 gangbanger from El Salvador got into the place, and he raped and killed her. 20 years old, she was autistic. This poor girl was trying to live on her own. And she was on Fox today, Fox and Friends First, talking about the murder. And this guy, another El Salvador, El Salvador is emptying out their prisons, emptying out their mental institutions. He was an MS-13 gangbanger. And he raped and murdered this American girl. And this is her mother talking about it on TV. Cut two.
At the end of March of 2022, Kayla's murderer was apprehended by Border Patrol crossing illegally into the U.S. at the southwest border in Rio Grande City, Texas. I am not sure if he was vetted or not, but he was a 16-year-old known gang member affiliated with MS-13 in El Salvador. The MS-13 motto is kill, rape, and control.
And we're allowing him into the countries as UAM, unaccompanied minors, unaccompanied murderers is what they are. And they've killed dozens of Americans in Maryland, Long Island. Some of them have killed in Chelsea, East Boston, in the, Revere, that area. There have been all kinds, and the Globe has written puff pieces on one occasion about this nice young man. He's trying to turn his life around. I don't know if he's an aspiring rapper or not. And then it turns out like two weeks later, he's indicted for these gruesome murders. You know, they just have, they grab somebody off the street and five of them, and they use the machetes on them in many cases. Here's Tammy Nobles again. This is before the House committee. Cut three.
I don't want any other parent to live the nightmare that I am living. I am her voice now, and I am going to fight with everything I have to get her story told and bring awareness of the issue at the border. I will make sure her memory lives on. Murder itself is already taboo, but then you mention MS-13 and nobody wants to touch it. Nothing will change if nobody talks about the problem.
See, Joe Biden doesn't really think it's a problem. You know, I mean, if he did, he would be doing something about it. He would close the border. And, you know, when he took office, the border was somewhat secure. I mean, it wasn't perfect, obviously, but it was certainly a lot better than it is now. And it's not just MS-13, it's terrorists or people that are on the terror watch list. And some of the people on the terror watch list, I know they make mistakes, but some of them are terrorists. 508, can we call this segment Valedictorians in the News? 201 says, Jose sounds like a good future Democrat voter. How do you know he's not voting now? Why do you think the Barnstable County lost its Republican sheriff and it lost its Republican district attorney in this election? I wonder who Jose voted for. Cut four from Tammy Nobles.
The United States government has to secure our border. We need to properly vet all border crossers. The government could have placed a phone call to authorities in El Salvador and found out that he was a gang member, but they didn't. If we had stricter border policies, my daughter would still be alive today. Nothing will bring my daughter back, nor the pain, nor fix the pain. I'm not having her here, but I want to prevent this from happening to someone else's child. This is about protecting everyone here in the United States.
And he doesn't care. Kamala Harris doesn't care. You know, except for maybe a handful of Democrat congressmen down in the Rio Grande area. Do any Democrats care about this? No. They don't, or they would do something about it. So I tell you, one Democrat who cares is our state rep from Georgia. Her name is Mesha Manier. She's black, and she represents a district that's about half black, half white. Not an affluent district, but she's just outraged at what's going on, especially the fact that the illegal aliens are getting everything handed to them. And you know, the Americans have a harder time in many cases getting any kind of government support than illegal aliens do. And this is a state rep, Mesha Manier. And by the way, you want to know what the reaction of the Democrat Party, even in Georgia, is to listening to what you're about to hear her say? They're soliciting a candidate to try to take her out in the primary because she's talking about the issues that Americans are talking about. Cut one.
If you listen to the people working so hard to push me out of office, you think I actually did something wrong. But in reality, they're upset I didn't do what they demanded, like a good little girl. But it's ironic. I'll say every election year, I hear Black Lives Matter. But do they? I see every other minority being prioritized except Black children living in poverty that can't read. We'll send $1 million to the border for immigrant services, but Black communities, not even a shout out. I'm sorry. I don't agree with this. I'm not backing down. And I'm actually just getting started.
Good for you, State Rep. Misha Manier. And by the way, you know, you saw a couple of weeks ago on the south side of Chicago. Chicago is now a border community. Lake Michigan is a border, lake, I guess. And this was a black crowd. They didn't want their high school or their high school gym turned into just a migrant camp. And they were one of the black people in Chicago, a 97% Democrat community, was holding up a sign that said, "Build the wall, build the wall." And now today, there's more stories out of Chicago that there are so many illegal aliens now in Chicago just showing up, expect to be taken care of, expect to get free room and board for the rest of their lives, free health care, free translation services when they're lugged into court. Everything free in America. They're sleeping in the police stations. They're dragging mattresses and sleeping bags into police stations so the illegal aliens can stay there. I mean, as if they don't have enough problems in Chicago. This is what it's coming down to, and it's just out of control. And they have no answers for this. 844-500-4242. 3339 says Joe Biden said borders is closed. Borders books. Yeah, it certainly is. In Legacy Place, there used to be a nice Borders there. There were all kinds of nice Borders. There was one then downtown crossing. They're all gone now. They're all gone, just like the U.S. Borders. And by the way, you know, they're, you know, like the state rep says, they're spending all this money down on the border. How about they're spending money on the Ukrainian border? How about they're spending money on the border between Iraq and Syria? One of the VIPs says they're building a wall on the Iraq-Syria border. But not you can't build a wall here. And, you know, I mean, how many people, how many Americans have been killed by ISIS in the last couple of years as opposed to being killed by MS-13 gangbangers? Or by fentanyl? Fentanyl is the big thing. More than 100,000 Americans killed by fentanyl that's coming across the border. And the borders are wide open. And the Democrats don't care. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 617 says, according to the smug Nancy Pelosi, no human is an animal, even those in the MS-13 gangs. But Republicans are animals too, because they want dirty water and dirty air. I never understood her saying that. Why would Republicans want dirty air? I mean, you know, okay, water, maybe you can get bottled water or something, but air? How are you going to inflict dirty air on somebody else and not have to breathe it yourself? But hey, Nancy Pelosi, she kept us out of the Great Depression, right? Let me hear that one again, Taylor. We started the show.
Nancy leading the way. You never had to worry about whether the bill would pass. She said she had the votes. She had the votes every time. And she had the votes. So many life-changing pieces of legislation. She helped rescue the economy in the Great Depression.
I know people are driving around in a crazy. Why are you laughing at this, Howie? This guy is the leader of the free. If I don't laugh, what am I going to do? I'm going to cry. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this. His fluency in dead languages is unmatched.
Fax, mentis, incendium, gloria, calpum, etc., etc. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
Howie Carr is back.
I don't know if you saw the front page of the Herald today. They're going to have pot cafes in Cambridge. God help you if you're smoking a cigarette, walking on the sidewalk, anywhere in the People's Republic, but they're going to have pot cafes. And 617 says, will you be able to smoke a cigarette in a pot cafe? I think you know the answer to that one. 844-500-4242. 603, Jose on the Cape lacks the enzymes to follow the laws. Yes, any of the laws, apparently. It's 978. My wife had a girls' weekend with her friends. They went to Portland, Maine, said it was disgusting and scary. The waterfront was the only clean, safe area. I don't know. It's bad in parts, not totally, but it's a lot worse than it used to be. 844-500-4242. It was dirt poor when I was a kid, but, you know, there was none of these problems like they've got now. That's for sure.
Do you have the latest update on the Hunter College professor?
No, what's the latest?
She's been fired.
She's been fired?
Yep. In a statement to the New York Post, Hunter College says they strongly condemn the unacceptable actions of Shalene Rodriguez, and they've taken immediate action. She has been relieved of her duties at Hunter College effective immediately and will not be returning to teach at the school.
She's going to have a new job teaching machete. Machete fighting. 844-500-4242. Richie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richie.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good. I'm doing better than Professor Rodriguez.
Yeah,
over on Nantucket, you go to the court, you look at the court log, and they inquire at any time, and they get away with driving without a license,
right,
drinking and driving. But 4 or 5 years ago, I was called for jury duty, and it was for a guy that scooped up a girl that my niece worked with while she was walking home from working at one of the downtown bars.
Yeah.
Repeatedly raped her and dumped her in the woods.
So what happened?
Translated the whole nine yards. I don't know. The thing kind of just disappeared out of the paper. But yeah, he was an illegal alien. And I'm not a small guy. I'm 6'2", 250. And this guy was bigger than me. And if you saw him in court, you'd just look at him and go, guilty.
Yeah. Well, you know, remember the bank robbers on Martha's Vineyard last fall? I remember, you know, when it happened, I said to one of the reporters, I said, is anyone talking? Did these guys have accents? You know? And of course, nobody would say it. And the next day I call up a cop I know down there, and I said, what's going on with I said, did they have accents? And of course they did. They were Jamaicans. And I said, wouldn't that have made it easier to pick them up if you knew who you were looking for, rather than just say three guys in masks robbed this bank? And but nobody dared say anything. It's just amazing. I mean, these guys are bank robbers. They caught them, but probably would have caught them a lot sooner if they'd given a complete description of them. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie, listen to you down here in suburban Philadelphia every day.
I just
got done reading the same articles that Taylor did, and there was nothing in there about the cops locking her up or Alvin Bragg saying he was going to charge her. I just cannot believe that.
Well, you believe it, though, Bob. I mean, look, she's a member of a protected class, right? And she was, remember Governor Cuomo when he was, before he got run out of office, didn't he say, if you're pro-life, you don't have to live in New York State? I mean, again, imagine if it said that if you like to threaten people with machetes, you're not going to live in New York State. He'd be accused of being some kind of nativist or xenophobe or racist. You know, but you can see she and Cuomo also said, if you want to have a gun, if you believe in the Second Amendment, you can get the hell out of the state too. Used to be they would lock you up if you were caught with they would lock you up forever if you were a two-time loser and you were caught committing a felony with a firearm. It was called the Sullivan Law. They had a lot less violent crimes because cons didn't carry guns because they were afraid of being locked up forever. Thanks for the call. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.